You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
What happens when you blend the world of magic with visibility, disability, and the unseen labour we all perform? Attempting to answer that question in her new show, The Dirty Work, is artist, performer, and choreographer Jo Bannon. Jo, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thanks very much. Lovely to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about The Dirty Work. What can audiences expect on October the 1st at the Attenborough Centre for the Creative Arts in Brighton?
So The Dirty Work is a solo performance where I perform as a magician. So it really looks and feels like a magic show, except the tricks that I perform are these kind of invisible choreographies that I've noticed that I do as a visually impaired person to perform sightedness, or to pass as maybe more sighted than I actually am. And the title comes from, so I got really interested in magicians and how they perform magic and how they kind of hold their nerve when they're doing something hidden or covert. And the title comes from The Dirty Work refers, magicians use this term to refer to all the work that you don't see in the trick. So the hand in the pocket, or the preset that they've done on their costume so that the handkerchief falls out of their jacket. So it's all the hidden work that I became really interested in.
And did you have sort of a long-standing interest in magic before doing this, or was it something that's sort of come to you recently?
In the last sort of 3 or 4 years, I became really interested in magic, partly because I met a friend who's a magician, Augusto Corrieri, who's also based at Sussex University in Brighton. And we started talking about, I guess, the similarities between the performance of magic and, for me as a disabled person, the performance of my visual disability. So it came out of that friendship, and it also came out of meeting another visually impaired choreographer called Sindri Renaud, who I watched pick up a wine glass, and it was so elegant and graceful. And skillful, because they didn't know the exact location of that wine glass on this very tall tabletop, that I thought of it as like I'd witnessed a magic trick. It had that same kind of gasp of excitement. So that's when the idea really started to take hold, that there was some kind of synergy between performing magic and performing visual impairment.
And there's also VIP access available at the show in the Attenborough Centre. What can blind and partially sighted audience members look forward to on the night?
Yeah, well, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but we've made a kind of VIP access area for our VIPs, our visually impaired people. And I guess for me, it's about how you might create a really warm welcome to disabled audiences who might not have received a warm welcome from institutions over the years. So there's a running theme of hot pink in the show. The set is all hot pink, so you'll be greeted at a roped area with pink carpet and lots of kind of soft textures. You'll be offered champagne, which is also part of the show, and it's a place for you to meet before you go on the touch tour, if you've booked onto the touch tour, and also a way of, in a light touch way, just allowing a bit of community. So there'll be the other people there learning about the access in the show and other disabled audiences. So it's a kind of slightly exclusive little space for our disabled audience.
And as we say, there's a touch tour running before the performance. How important do you think that they are, both as an audience member, but also for you as a performer?
I mean, I love a touch tour. And actually, I think that it is like a VIP access that I think obviously has a function. But also, as a non-disabled audience, I think that people would love to go on a touch tour, because it's like a backstage pass. You get to be on the stage, you get to touch all the costumes and the objects. You often get to meet the performer. And for me, as someone so I'm partially sighted, so I can use vision, but I'm often too far away to really see the detail of things. So for me, I love a touch tour because it allows me to really see the detail that I'm about to experience. And I just think it's a really nice way of meeting your audience before the show. And again, a little bit exclusive, a little bit of VIP access.
How has the show itself been made accessible for audiences?
Many of your listeners will know about audio description, which is often delivered through a discrete headset. But for this show, The audio description is played through the main speakers, and everyone in the audience listens to the audio description. We call that integrated audio description. And what that allowed us was a creative opportunity to think about what voice is that that's describing to the audience what's happening. So for this show, it's actually my voice. So I've pre-recorded all the audio description. And so I perform on stage as a magician, but then there's my own voice, my kind of inner monologue, which is telling you all the other information that's happening visually. And sometimes she undermines me or makes a joke at my expense, or even worse, gives away the trick. So there's a kind of, interesting, it's like talking to myself in that show.
And the dirty work is part of a wider piece of work, your blind magic. Tell us about the other artworks involved.
So Blind Magic, the three works all explore this link between performance and visual impairment. So there's a film called Passing, which is available on YouTube. I'm sure if you search Passing and Joe Ballen, it will come up. And there's an audio described version of that. And actually, Augusto the magician and Sindri the visually impaired choreographer, who I spoke about, the film is really a sort of documentary about those two people. And then the second piece is called Sleight of Hand, and that's for five audience members at a time. And that's really, as an audience member, you go through the work with your hands. So you're invited to touch objects, and also that those objects are very close mic'd, so you get to really hear in a kind of very rich sound tapestry the feeling and the sound of objects. And then this third piece is the live performance. So there's kind of the same idea, but told in three different ways, through three different forms.
You often perform across Europe, Joe. How do you find audiences differ in the different countries that you visit?
I mean, I think all audiences differ night to night, sometimes moment to moment. But there are, I guess, differences. Often, so we premiered the work in Germany. That's the first time we did the work, which was in June. So it's a very new piece of work. And we had surtitles. So lots of the audience was listening in English, but there was also the surtitles there. So that often creates a difference. And then I think humour is probably the thing that you can tell whether a joke is really landing or how an audience responds. So I think sometimes my work has quite a lot of humour in it, but it's quite dry or wry. And sometimes that gets that. Sometimes it gets missed in translation, or you say something that you don't think is funny and an audience laughs. So in Germany, I was saying there's a moment where I say that's fantastic, and I changed it to that's wunderbar, and that somehow got a big laugh at the German audience. So yeah, it really varies, I think.
Well, where's the best place to find out more information on your show on October the 1st in Brighton and your other upcoming dates across the UK?
Yeah, so you can go to my website. So if you Google Joe Bannon or joebannon.co.uk, and then for Brighton audiences, the best place to go is the ACCA website, which is Attenborough Centre for Contemporary for Creative Arts. And you can find links to tickets and information about all the access things that we offer.
Well, we wish you the very best for the performance of The Dirty Work at the Attenborough Centre for the Creative Arts in Brighton on Thursday, October the 1st. But for now, Joe Bannon, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.